Welcome back to Grow with Chloe with Chloe Adams. And today we are going to be talking about thankfulness. Really just because thankfulness is a topic I'm pretty passionate about. And also Thanksgiving is coming up, so why not?
I don't know what you think about this. I think Thanksgiving is a very underrated holiday. That
I agree.
We have Halloween, that gets a lot. Halloween gets a lot of airtime. Christmas naturally is a massive holiday, but I think Thanksgiving's really important and the values are very Christian-like. But anyways, that's a side note. But
no, I totally agree. I kind of feel like my opinion has changed a little bit this year. I used to be very stuck on like, yes, Christmas music starts November 1st, like right after Halloween, but kind of have shifted a little bit this year because I just really feel like we need a time to just slow down and be thankful for everybody and everything in our life. And so I'm kind of pushing the Christmas music back a little bit this year.
That is good to hear. I'm a Christmas music Grinch. In my opinion, Christmas music, okay, you can play it on Christmas Day. That's it.
Okay, I disagree with that because I love Christmas music. I love it. So my opinion right now is I personally won't willingly play Christmas music right now. However, if I hear it on the radio at work or something, I'm not going to complain.
Well, I worked retail and I had to hear Mariah Carey 5 million times a shift. And I got so burned out that I became a Grinch. And I said, okay, you can play Christmas music on Christmas Day, listen to your favorite songs once or twice, and that's it. But I recognize that's just my personal thing.
I get it. I work at a PT clinic, and so we play it, the radio, and they play the same 5 Christmas songs over and over again.
Favorite Christmas song? Do you have one?
That's a really, really hard question. I really like Christmas Day by Chris Tomlin and We the Kingdom because I am personally a huge We the Kingdom fan.
Great. And, well, okay, there we go. So, sorry, I took us off track a little bit talking about Christmas music, but today we're talking about thankfulness. So, what you got for us, Chloe?
Yeah, so I've basically just kind of took some time to study some verses about thankfulness in the Bible, and I picked 3 that just really, really stood out to me, and I was able to make points from each of those. So, I have 3 points today with 3 verses to share with us as well.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So the first point is our thankfulness should never be conditional on our circumstances. So the verse that goes with that one is 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18, which says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you."
That's a good one. So, Chloe, what I hear you saying is that if I'm having a real bad day and things are not going my way, I can complain all I want and I can be a whiny baby.
No. Because we're actually going to be talking about that a little bit later. I have another point about that exact thing, actually. Thankfulness should technically like negate those negative feelings because it kind of just puts us in our spot or in a position of like humbleness and realizing all that we have to be thankful for.
Yes, absolutely. We are, God's blessed us in so many different ways. And so even if we're all going through some tough times to some degree, I know some more than others. But if you take the time to think about it, God still gives us lots of blessings, even in the darker periods of our lives. So what else you got, Chloe?
Yeah, so something I noticed about this verse that when I was studying it was that it says give thanks in all circumstances. It doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances, which basically is saying that God is in control in every single situation. So we can be thankful in every situation, not just for the things we have, which, yes, we can be thankful for that as well. But even if we're in the worst situation that you can possibly imagine, we can still give thanks to God.
I like that notice of the preposition there, which is important for Bible study, particularly with Paul. Mm-hmm. Paul and prepositions. I was just talking to Zeke about that. He's off the camera now, but just popped in for a moment. Prepositions are really important in Paul's letters. So can you go over that distinction again between in all circumstances versus for all circumstances? Can you repeat that part?
Yeah. So I feel like giving thanks in all circumstances is just like basically saying, no matter what happens, no, even if you're in quite possibly the worst situation you can ever think of, you are still thankful, and you are still thankful for where God has put you, because you know that He's put you there for a reason.
Yeah.
If you're thankful for all circumstances, like, I think that's fine. Like, you can thank God for where you are and what He's given you. But
if you're going through a miserable time, you don't have to be like, hey, God, I want to be miserable 24/7 and just put me in the situation always. You don't have to be fake like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you can still be thankful in any circumstance.
Yeah. And I feel like it also goes back to the point that I made of being conditional. I feel like being thankful for all circumstances can kind of get conditional, because you're like, oh, thanks God for giving me this. So can you do this now? Or, you know, something
like
that. Got
you. You try to bargain. Okay. So that's point number two. Hit us with the third point.
Well, that was point number one.
Oh, that was all point number one? My fault. Point number two. All right.
Okay. So point number two is that we can use thankfulness as a means to replace anxiety in our minds. The verse I have to go with that is Philippians 4:6-7. And that says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
That's a beautiful verse.
So that is a verse that I have hung on to a lot, especially during my undergrad years of college, because I'm someone who has dealt a lot with anxiety. Although I've never been clinically diagnosed with anxiety, I have still faced it in my life, because I'm someone who likes to be in control. I'm very type A.
No, I did not know that at all.
So yeah, when things start to get a little out of hand for me, I start to get a little worried and anxious just about everything in my life. And then sometimes that can lead me into anxiety attacks. That's like the worst of situations. Mm-hmm. But praise the Lord, I don't think I've had one in maybe a little bit over a year, which is really good. But I've also been out of school, so I'm hoping that I've kind of learned to manage it a little bit since then. But yeah.
No, that's wonderful. Yeah.
But another thing I wanted to bring up about anxiety is that it's estimated that out of all Americans, 30% struggle with an anxiety disorder sometime in their life. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even include the people that have anxiety but are not clinically diagnosed, such as like me.
Yeah.
So I think everybody at some point deals with anxiety in their life, mm-hmm. and it has become like a really major thing in the U.S., But something I learned, I don't know if it was from a podcast or a sermon or something like that, I learned that your brain actually can't respond to anxiety and thankfulness at the same time, which is really interesting.
Say that again. Cannot.
So your brain cannot respond to anxiety and thankfulness at the same time.
That's fascinating.
It's because anxiety is a negative feeling. Mm-hmm. Thankfulness is a positive feeling. How can you be anxious about something when you're thankful for what you have already?
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I might ask you for, let's see, if there's a article or study or something where that's talked about.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be useful. Mm-hmm. I can post it. When I go to post this episode, I can put that in like the comments or something so people can see mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. I was kind of doing some reading on it before. And I'm not sure if maybe it has something to do with it's like in the same area of your brain, because your brain can only, I mean, your brain is fascinating, first off, and it's really confusing. So, but it might just be that it's in the same spot, or it might just be because, hey, this is a feeling of the negative feeling and this is a positive feeling, so they can't coexist.
Yeah. Okay. Well, wonderful. Now, before I say point number three, because sometimes my counting skills are challenged, is that complete number two, or is there more?
Actually, one more thing, because I mentioned it earlier when you asked about the complaint. Can I just complain all I want, but then say, oh, I'm thankful. So Thanksgiving, I wrote down Thanksgiving and prayer during and like, say, any kind of anxiety or anxiety attack. It actually guards us against a complaining spirit. I think that's mostly just because we can recognize where we are in life and who gave all of that we have to us.
Yes. It's, goodness, thankfulness is a great weapon against ungratefulness, unhappiness, bitterness, for sure. So that's a wonderful spirit to kind of try to develop is being thankful.
Because I think when you step back and realize all that you have to be grateful for. Even if you have everything taken away from you, you still have God.
Yes.
You can even look back at the book of Job we've been studying in Sunday school class. He still praises God. He even says, even if you kill me, I will praise you.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful stuff.
I think of with that, like Daniel, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, just like, hey, no matter what happens, we worship God,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be okay with what happens because we know God's going to take care of us.
Yep, and we don't live by feelings, we live by faith.
Absolutely. No, not by feelings, but by faith. That's a great way of putting it. Okay.
All right, so point number three is that God is worthy of our thanksgiving. The verse I have to go with that is Psalm 100, 4 through 5, and it says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations." Mm. I think what this verse is saying is that we thank God for who he is, not all that he can do for us. I mean, like I said earlier, I think it's okay to thank God for the things you have, but we need to also realize those are all material things given to us by God, and God is the giver of all good things. I think it's in James, maybe, where it says every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father.
Hmm.
And also from this verse, we can see that God is good in all things. He loves eternally, and he's faithful for all the years to come. So I think that in and of itself is something to be thankful for.
Absolutely. And I hope for those of you listening out there, maybe watching on YouTube or wherever, maybe listening on the podcast, that you find these things encouraging, that we are to have hearts of thankfulness and see all that God's done for us. But also, I like what you just said. Imagine you're friends with someone and you only wanted to be friends with that person because of what they did for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, eventually that person's going to feel used. Yeah. Oh, you just want the gifts, but not the giver.
Exactly.
So we have to remember that God has given us a lot, but the best part about God is God himself.
Right.
That his character, his being, he mm-hmm. loves us. He's our father, our caretaker. And yes, that means he's going to give us a lot of gifts, mm-hmm. but also he's just wonderful in and of himself. So that's a great point you made.
And his grace too. I mean, all that he's given us, we don't deserve at all. I mean, God could have created this world and given us a terrible life, but he didn't. He gave us amazing things like nature and friends and family and even the air that we breathe. Like, that's a miracle to me, because me being in the medical field, like, I see so many times where, like, or like when I'm studying the human body, how air flows through the lungs. Like, it's just insane how much has to come together for someone to just take a breath, and all that happens when you take a breath. Like, it blows my mind.
It's incredible all that God's done for us and the marvels of the body and nature. We just had a fun conversation just finishing up on aliens that I know Zeke had a blast talking about. And I drove Zeke crazy is basically what happened, but you'll have to check out that episode to see how the conversation went. Anyways, no, you're exactly right, Chloe. Mm-hmm. God is an amazing creator. So mm-hmm. anything else, Chloe, or does that wrap it up?
I maybe have a couple more things. Do we have time?
Yeah, we got time. Go on.
Okay. So first off, I just want to talk kind of like my experience being in the physical therapy field. I encounter a lot of people who you can tell they're not thankful because they're complaining about where they are, some ability they've lost. But all I can think to tell them is just like, you're breathing, like you're alive. You literally have seen a new day. And that's just like, that's amazing to me that like we get the chance at life every single day. And that's just so beautiful. Like, that just blows my mind.
And oftentimes, unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't even help people like that, but this might. Just when that's almost taken away,
mm-hmm.
you can see how precious life is.
Right.
You can see how incredible the gift of life is, and it wakes people up. But sometimes they have to have that almost taken away before they realize
it. And it's like when anybody goes through a death, like say in their family or something, then they start to feel so much more grateful for the people that are still in their lives, and they start to hold them a little bit closer because life is a gift, and we don't know when that could be taken away. It could be any time, any day. But we can, right now, in this moment, we can be thankful. We can choose to be thankful for that. Sometimes thankfulness is a choice. It's not always easy, because especially when you have bad days, you're going through an anxiety attack, you have to choose to be thankful. You're not going to automatically feel thankfulness.
Yes, choose to be thankful. I think that's a great point. All right.
And I think, honestly, this is my last point. But I think when you're a Christian, I think thankfulness should just naturally flow out of your life because you realize every single day of God's love for you in sending Jesus to die on the cross for your sins and then be raised from the dead. That's just like, that's just incredible. And that he would do that for us. And even though we're sinners and we fall short every single day, he still forgives us and still loves us. So we always have a reason to be thankful for anything as long as we're Christians.
Yes. If you are in Christ, the reasons we have to praise God really never end. I think of the song. Are you a fan of the Reckless Love song?
I personally like it, but I can understand where people get off on it.
Sometimes with the reckless part, people quibble on that, whether the love of God is reckless or not. But how does the chorus go? The never ending, never failing. Is it never failing next?
Reckless love of God. Never ending.
Overwhelming. Never ending. Reckless love. There we go. I'll get there. Because, it has been a moment. That was a very popular song for a long time. Mm-hmm. But the love of God is overwhelming. But we need to take the time to really meditate on these things, think on them, have our quiet times, our devotionals. So that'll be maybe a future episode is, when it comes to reading our Bibles, how do we go about doing that? Or if I want a devotional reading, what should I do for that? So that might be a future episode.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyways, Chloe, you want to take us home or you want me to?
I'll take us home, I guess. Okay. Anyways, I hope this podcast has really encouraged you to be thankful this week, just for everything God has given you, even if it's just the life and breath that you have. And I hope that you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving and just get to spend it with all your loved ones.